Hey guys, have you ever scrolled down social media and seen nothing but hate talk for the Vegas Golden Knights? Well, sit down with us today and we're going to explain the reasons why we believe there is so much dislike for our Vegas Golden Knights. Come on. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Vegas Guys Locker Room. It is Sunday. I am once again joined by my old man.
Hello, everyone.
And we are talking hockey and we're talking why are the Vegas Golden Knights so hated? In such a short time, they've become one of the most polarizing teams in the NHL. And a lot of hate mail out there.
There's a lot of hate mail out there.
So, what do you think are the biggest things so far that has kind of driven that into why people hate it and what's going on there?
Well, I think it had to do with the first year and how they treated the players, some of their star players at that. Like Fleury. Fleury was one of the star players. And how they did him, they got rid of him right after the second year. I mean, it's like, wow, everybody thought he was a franchise goalie. Then they did Haller. Haller shows up for practice and finds out that his key card don't work. So he's locked out. Yeah. I mean, it was how they did things. And then he found out on Twitter that he was out.
Yeah.
That, and those were the things that got people angry. That's how we are, a lot of our fan base, Vegas fan base, turned on him because of how they were treating.
Yeah,
players.
I mean, I know Dadonoff, who was tried to, you know, they tried to trade midseason.
Yep,
the no trade clause, which, you know, they were unaware of the certain teams that he didn't want to be traded to, and you know, things didn't go, went poorly from there.
And we never heard the information about that trade, how that even came about. Why didn't Vegas not know about it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the whole thing was murky, and so I know a lot. It rubbed people a lot the wrong way, and people kind of. Didn't. What I mean, I know people have talked about management corruption. Explain some of that stuff.
What it is, okay, Vegas, people that haven't been to Vegas and they look at Vegas, they think of Vegas as Sin City. Sin City, corruption, the mob. And so they link all that together, and that's where the hatred comes from. Mm-hmm. They hate us. And we did so well from the start. That's, and everybody automatically went to corruption.
Yeah.
They went right to, so, and of course, thinking corruption, it leads to hatred.
Yeah.
And that's where the hatred came from.
I think you're right. I know that a lot of people think that the mob still runs in Vegas, but no, it's Fortune 500 companies now.
I'll tell you, Vegas has changed from, you know, I got married here in 83 and it's totally different. Yeah,
it's totally different. Completely different aspects. Where do you think it all developed and stemmed from? This growing hatred for the team. I think the expansion draft had a big key role in why people don't like us.
The expansion draft was big because of, okay, when you look at other expansion teams like Atlanta and that, they never made it. They did, so they had to make changes. So you don't want to create a team and then all of a sudden they're not around anymore because they couldn't make it in the NHL. First of all, it's a bad sign for the NHL. So they had to make rule changes. They changed the rules. The only bad part was other GMs didn't do their research. They didn't find out what they should be doing properly. They were scared to make moves where George McPhee was the GM here, and he made all the right moves. He knew what he was going to do. He had a plan set. Other GMs didn't make a plan. All they were doing is worrying about losing their good players.
Yeah, I think George McPhee played on that fear, and he did a great job doing it because these guys made a lot of side deals, and it grew a team. Now, don't forget, leading into that first year, everybody said that we had the worst roster on paper, and we were expected to finish last.
Yep.
So before you start, no, you got all the great players in the draft. Hold on a minute. It wasn't the case when the season had started. In fact, I think I bet just on the Knights to win the cup because the odds were so astronomical.
I mean, it was an opportunity.
It was an opportunity. I was like, hey, everybody's got a shot in the NHL. But that being said, Seattle had the same rules. Now, Seattle had to build their team a quite a bit different way because everybody had learned from how Vegas had used that fear against them and built our team the way they had.
Right.
So now Seattle going into the expansion draft didn't get a lot of those side deals. In fact, were under the floor cap and had to go out and get like Philip Grubauer, who was a Vezina finalist the year before, and spend a ton of money because they were $10 million
under the floor.
Under the floor, under the minimum.
Yeah, under the minimum. So they had to spend money just to get to the minimum spent for the season. So, I mean, it's the same rules, two different outcomes. Unfortunately, Seattle's wasn't as glorious as Vegas. And George McPhee was just a mastermind.
Well, not only that, the other GMs knew now. After the first expansion, they knew, okay, with the mistakes they made, they learned from them, and they didn't make them during the Seattle expansion. That was a big difference. Yes. You know, it just happened to be that that's how it went. People would, the GMs of the other teams were just too scared to make moves. When George McPhee was like, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and he did them. And, you know, it was all legal. I mean, it was smart. He made a plan. The other GMs didn't make a plan. Yeah. They didn't do their research.
I think another reason people have disliked us so much is our use of the long-term IR cap space. That, you know, listen.
But it's available for everybody.
Just remember Nikita Kucherov when the Tampa Bay Lightning made their run. He sat out the entire year, and they made a big joke about it when they celebrated that first Stanley Cup.
Yep.
The fact is, the rule is in place for everyone to use, and I guarantee there's no hockey player saying, "Yeah, I'll sit at the last 3 months." Nobody doing it.
And the management's not going to do that either. I mean, they want to win just like anybody else.
And these players, listen, they play for pride. When they're out there on that ice, they're talking smack, and listen, when the guy who sits out, he wants to be out there.
Yep.
Those guys want
to. And they all want to win.
Yeah.
They all want to win.
And listen, this year it started up again with the rumblings when Mark Stone went down. But listen, he's not even guaranteed to be back for the playoffs because of that lacerated spleen. And
exactly.
I know that's something that a lot of ex-players said that happened. They didn't expect him to be around. They seriously really doubt that he'll be around for the playoffs. Now, they're still holding out hope, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's the same rules.
Well, we made the trade for Hurdle, and Hurdle can fill that spot. He's out.
Yeah.
But if he comes back, that's all it's going to do is take Stone's place, and which is going to help us. And we need it. We need it right now because, according to my view of the team, they're not in their playoff mode right now. They are not.
And speaking of that, people dislike us a lot for the trades that are made because every year we make a big splash in the trades. And you mentioned this year's one. It was Tomas Hertl coming up from San Jose. But I know the biggest speculation is that is because San Jose didn't get anything in return. They got a prospect and 2025's first-round pick. And we got two-thirds and Tomas Hertl.
And San Jose.
And we got San Jose to retain 17% of his contract.
San Jose, I don't understand their reasoning during this year on all the decisions. It's like they got rid of their whole team because next year they want to start off straight. Of course, I understand the fan base is not happy with that. They want to win. They want to win. That's all there is to it. But, the GMs look ahead. If they can't, they know they can't do it this season. Okay, we're going to put everything in the basket next season. That's how a team management makes fine decisions.
Yeah, you got to. So the dislike stems from all those big trades that we make, the Stone trades we've gotten in the past. But listen, it's they're getting trades on this. I mean, Pacioretty was another move that was made big time. But listen, for Pacioretty, I think there's only one guy we really gave up in all those trades because we gave up a lot of young players and a lot of good young talent that haven't manifested yet, except for Nick Suzuki. Who we did give up to Montreal to get Pacioretty. But hey, listen, those are the gambles you got to make. You know, you got to make these gambles. You got to be willing to spend the money. Some owners are just not willing to spend that money, and I think that's huge for us because our owner wants to win now.
Yeah, and a lot of the fan base that hate us so much don't think of that.
No,
they don't look at that.
No, they really don't. And you know, yeah, we make big trades. We make big splashes. You knew they were going to do it again this year because that's just our MO.
Well, like I said, at the beginning of the year, of the first season, we had everything going for us.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the notoriety. And they built up our team. They made our team. They gave us the momentum. They gave the fan base created. Everything happened that first year. And it was a phenomenal scene. And it just didn't happen. It was all looked at carefully. The bad part about that was that a lot of the GMs didn't do their research and follow what we were doing. Yeah. We knew how to play the expansion, and they should have done the same thing. But they didn't do the result. They were just too busy hanging on their players.
Yeah,
and it just created a lot of animosity.
Yeah, and you know, I think the key moments that led into this, of course, making that Stanley Cup that first year, and everybody yelling out, "Oh, okay, it's rigged," especially with October 1st.
When they had the October shooting and all that. But then again, that's what created the fan base, and it wasn't playing like that. It happened, but you can't blame the team for that. Don't hate the team for that. It was just a creation of a good team, plain and simple. And it brought out the best of everybody. That was the best thing. It brought out the best of every player.
Everybody out there who, of course, was not a Vegas Golden Knights fan that first year, of course, went to the show. they want to bring something positive to Vegas. I get it. And when we compare it to the Patriots in 2001,
exactly.
I never saw that because – with 9/11 and that tragedy that happened, why wouldn't you want a New York team there?
Right. Why Patriots?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it be?
I get it. It's called the Patriots, but I would, everybody thought we were going to be this pushover. And then with the shooting that happened on October 1st, everybody thought, okay, they feel sympathy. They want to bring something positive to Las Vegas. And they think they gave us basically a free ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then, of course, we got to the Stanley Cup finals right. That first year. And I think that's where the hatred got started, and it's one of those reasons people don't like us.
Exactly. Well, because they don't know the true facts of the whole thing on that first year. That first year had everything to do with momentum. And it was the players. It was the players that put all that together and got the season going. I mean, it just happened that way. Mm-hmm. And the fan base just... because they were a new team, they just hated us for it. You can't put hate on something that somebody's doing the right thing. It's the NHL. It's not Vegas. It's NHL.
Yeah. Well, I think the only reason, and just to summarize why people don't like us, here it is. We win.
Exactly.
We win. They don't like the fact that we won the Stanley Cup in 6 years.
And we're in the playoffs
five of the six, when their team is still sitting at home waiting to get their first Stanley Cup.
Yep.
And it's just pure jealousy.
And now that we won the Stanley Cup in the 6 years, I mean, that even put more fire to the flames.
Another log on there because we became that lovable underdog into the evil empire. That's the only comparison I see with the Patriots is – they were the lovable underdogs, and then they became the evil empire.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go
again. Yeah.
So that's why I take it, and I think that's the only reason people dislike us is because we simply win. We're not.
And by them doing as well as they do, they make people talk more about Vegas.
Absolutely.
And that's the whole point of it, and that's what pisses the fan base off.
Yeah, that's it. That's got them riled up. It's simply just us winning.
Yeah. So. Why aren't you talking about my team? You should be talking about my team. Hell with the Vegas. But that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. Everybody wants their team being talked about. But anyways, guys, that's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next one, guys.